Good morning. This is Choices with Judy Morio. Thank you for listening today as we talk about making your goals a reality. We've actually had several of our listeners call and say that they would like us to delve further into the goal area. We talked about setting goals, but they said, okay, now we set goals, but what do we do in order to make them happen, to make them become reality? So that's what today is all about, how you can set those goals and then make them become a reality. So let's go back to the setting for just a minute. Remember, we are setting goals in the 8 major areas of your life. That's career, health, recreation, community, finances, relationships, education, and spiritual. So I'm going to do it one more time in case you were writing it down. We are setting goals in the 8 major areas of your life. Career, health, recreation, community, finances, relationships, education, and spiritual. And in case you missed any of those, don't worry about it because I'll be repeating them again throughout the show. See, each area of your life should be planned, keeping in mind how you will achieve the goals you are setting. Now, what we do is we write step or sub-goals to use as checkpoints so you will be able to tell whether or not you are making progress. Ask yourself questions that pertain to each area in your life, and the answers will define your direction and your goals. Once you actually begin, you're going to be amazed at how quickly things start to happen for you. So here we go. List what you want to happen in each of the 8 areas of your life. What do you want to have, to be, to do with your life 10 or 15 years from now? So I'm going to give you some possible questions that you would ask in each of these areas. So let's start with career. Do you enjoy the work you are doing now? Are you happy where you are? Or is there something else you'd rather be doing? Do you want a higher or a different position? Are you using your talents fully in your current position? Is there a better place for your talents and abilities? Now think about, what skills do you need to develop if you're doing something now that isn't making you happy? What kind of money do you want to earn, and how would you plan your day if you had a choice? And what's keeping you from achieving your ideal day? Are you willing to make the effort to achieve professional excellence? In the finance area, some of the questions you might ask would be, what are you doing now to prepare for your future? Would you like to make more money? How much money do you want to have? How will you do it? Will you buy property or securities? Will you make other investments? Do you want to keep your money in a savings account, or do you want and need business capital or an education fund? Do you have enough money saved so that if you had a serious illness or a setback, you could continue your lifestyle for at least 6 months without having to worry? And when will you take charge of your financial well-being? I hope you've just written down, now, I'm going to take charge now. In the health area of your life, how healthy do you want to be? What physical fitness program do you have? If you don't have one, what would you like to do, and when will you start? How much do you want to weigh? Do you want or need to eat differently? Would you like to play a sport, join a walking group, hire a personal trainer, or take a dance class? And if so, when will you begin? What about your relationships? What condition are they in? Which relationships do you want to maintain? And how would you like your relationship with your spouse or your significant other to be? What about the relationship with your children, with your parents, with other relatives? What activities would you like to share with your family? What will you change and when? See, it's important that you write all this down. It's important that you get real clear on what you want, because if you want something to come true, you have to be really clear about what it is you want. Let's look at the recreation area of your life. Are you having fun? What does fun mean to you? And if you could, who would you go out and play with? Would you like to be involved in some kind of association or a theater group? Would you like to take art lessons, play golf, picnic at the lake? Do you water ski, snow ski, visit a national park? Do you want to just go to the zoo? If so, when will you do it? And how will you look? And how will you dress when you are having fun? Your education goals. What would you like to study? What would happen as a result of educating yourself? What would you like to read? Are there classes you want to take? Where would you take them? Would you rather travel and learn about other cultures? Where would you go? What would you see? Would you learn a new language? When will you take steps to make this happen? What will be your first step? And community. How will you get involved? What service organizations might be of interest to you? Do you want to be a volunteer? Do you want to run for political office or serve on a committee? Would you like to adopt a highway, clean up the community, coach a neighborhood sports team, serve as a scout leader? Or maybe you'd like to host an educational television show on a public broadcast station. When will you make time to do this, and what are the first steps you'll take? And for the last area, and not the last area in your life, but the last area we're talking about today, spiritual. What are you striving for spiritually? Do you want to attend religious services, volunteer at your place of worship, read religious publications? Would you prefer to spend time in meditation or prayer? Would you like to be a more loving person, serve someone else who is in need? And when will you take time to do things and to have private time for yourself? See, once you have given considerable time and thought to the evaluation of your life as it is now, you'll have the vision and the big picture. Big picture dreams are wonderful. They inspire and excite, so it's up to you. It's time to turn your dreams, intentions, and desires into firm, achievable goals. Writing out your goals using the SMART method is the best thing, because it's the first step to living your dreams. Now, what do I mean the SMART method? I mean, what are the words that stand for SMART? S is specific. M, measurable. A, agreed upon. R, realistic. And T, time framed. SMART goals make it easy to stay on track and resist temptation that may attempt to sidetrack you in directions you don't want to go. Let's talk about these SMART goals. Specific. Be very specific when writing your goals. Excuse me. Detail every aspect. Writing down your specific goals clarifies exactly where you are going and how you will know when you have arrived. Assess where you are now in relation to where you want to go. By evaluating your current position, you will be able to measure the distance between where you are and your destination. This will enable you to write sub-goals for the steps you will need to take. Also, you can identify changes you may want to make along the way. Take a close look at your current title, income, residence, anything that may change in reaching your goals. With a realistic assessment of your current situation, you will be better able to set achievable goals. The second part of our SMART goals is measurable. Regular assessment is how you measure progress. Set a timeline and determine checkpoints in order to keep track of your progression toward your goal. Remember, big visions take time to materialize. Identify several smaller goals you must accomplish to reach your big one. As you reach each small goal, reward yourself and move on to the next. It is important to celebrate your successes as you go. Recognizing your achievements along the way will help you keep a positive attitude throughout the journey. Measurement is how we keep track of our progress and how we know if and when we begin to veer off the charted path. In this way, we can immediately make any needed adjustments. You know, things that don't get measured don't get done. Third step, must be agreed upon. If there are other people whose cooperation you need in order to reach your goal, you need to get their agreement early in the journey. If they don't agree to do their part or to support you in achieving your goals, your journey will be more difficult than it needs to be, or it may not be attainable at all. Realistic. When your goals aren't realistic, you are setting yourself up to fail before you have even started. Your goals must be high enough to motivate you and still be realistic. If you don't believe they're realistic, self-doubt will set in and undermine you, causing you to become immobilized. Ask yourself if your goals will create conflict in any other areas of your life. How far are you willing to go to get what you want? Ascertaining what you want requires self-examination to determine the extent to which your skills, beliefs, values, and attitudes relate to your objectives. You will be more likely to succeed if your objectives evolve from your natural abilities and a positive attitude. Achieving your goals requires a high sense of priority that will require belief and discipline. Make sure you have given yourself realistic time frames and any resources you may need. Don't be concerned with how realistic these goals appear to anyone else. Just be sure you believe you can do what you've set out to do. I learned a valuable lesson from a speaking colleague of mine by the name of Jerry Traylor. Jerry told a group of his friends that he had two goals. One was to run a marathon, and the other was to climb Pikes Peak. Many people attempted to discourage Jerry because he has cerebral palsy, and they thought he'd never be able to achieve his goals. Well, you may have read about Jerry in the newspaper or on the internet. He did run his marathon from San Francisco to New York City, 3,528 miles. In 7 months. He averaged 15 miles per day and wore out 2 dozen pairs of running shoes and 3 pairs of crutches. Along the way, Jerry delivered about 200 motivational speeches and raised a very, very large sum of money for charity. He also attained his goal of climbing Pikes Peak, not once, but 3 times. What I learned from Jerry was this. It doesn't matter if your goals are realistic in anyone else's mind. Your goals must be realistic in your mind. Jerry knew he'd be able to do what he set out to do because he was committed to his purpose. He told me he wanted to become a motivational speaker and tell people that all things are possible if they would give themselves a chance and try. To be effective, though, he said, I felt I'd have to establish myself as a motivational doer if anyone was to believe what I said as a motivational speaker. He further said, I don't think anything I do is really remarkable. What's remarkable is life. I just live life and make the best of every single thing the Lord is giving me to use. I just keep trying. I don't worry about falling down. And believe me, there were plenty of times when I fell flat on my face. Jerry may have fallen down, but he always got back up because his goals were realistic and achievable in his mind. And as Paul Harvey said at the end of his interview with Jerry, that's the rest of the story. The last step in setting our goals is to be sure that they're time-framed. If you don't have a time designated as to when you will accomplish your goal, you probably won't accomplish it at all. If it doesn't matter when it gets done, it usually doesn't get done. Start your plan with the final objective and work backwards, making sure to allow enough time for each step. Knowing not only what we intend to accomplish, but what we want to accomplish keeps us focused. And the time in which we want to accomplish it keeps us even more focused, as well as letting us know if we are ahead or behind on our intended schedule. Timelines are set as a means of breaking projects down into smaller bite-sized chunks so we don't feel overwhelmed. They aren't meant to stress us out or make us feel guilty. They are observable criteria that ensure our steady progress rather than leaving it to chance. Good intentions are nice, but a good plan is powerful, and a timeline is essential to your success. Thank you for joining me today. This is Judy Mario, and we are talking about making your goals become a reality. You know, you can learn more about me and the products I offer, which can help you make your life even more successful, at www.judymario.com. That's www.judymario.com, judymario.com. We want to get a clear picture of what we want. As we're talking about setting our goals, we have to be sure that that picture in our mind is really, really clear. What is it that we want to achieve? One of the things you can do is cut pictures out of magazines of the things you want to have or the places you want to go, You can even cut out words that are descriptive of the things that you want to do. And paste these pictures next to your written goals or someplace where you can see them daily to imprint them on your mind. I paste mine in my achievement journal, which I've designed, and you can get one of these achievement journals by going to judymoyo.com and checking out the products there if you want. The journal is got a place for me to write the goals in each of those eight places and in a very smart technique, and also to paste the pictures right directly across the page from where I've written the goals. That way, when I read the goals each day, I also see the pictures imprinting those pictures on my subconscious mind. And as you look at those pictures, affirm positively out loud that you will achieve your goals, that you will make it happen. And another thing you'll want to do is list the benefits of achieving your goals. It is important to identify the benefits because as you look at your benefits, it gives you a reason to keep going, to work toward it. It'll keep you more motivated. It drives the image. And so you visualize clearly and vividly. Visualize the rewards that achieving your goals will bring. Make it such a clear picture in your mind that you'll do almost anything to be a part of it. And then you're going to have to leave your comfort zone behind. You know, we get stuck in our comfort zone and we don't want to step out. We don't want to step out there and take a chance. But if you're staying in your comfort zone hasn't brought you the success you want, maybe it's time that you take that step. Just step out a little bit. When you set goals, you are no longer leaving your future to chance. You're actually choosing to make changes in your life. Be prepared to feel a little uneasy at the prospect of doing things you haven't done before and give yourself time to adjust to new situations. When we do things we haven't done before or attempt things we've only dreamed of, we often feel fears. Fear of getting lost, fear of not knowing what to do, fear of looking stupid, fear that we are not good enough, fear of rejection, and many, many more fears. It's natural to feel fear. Identify and understand your fears. Only then will you be able to defeat them. Think back to any job changes you've had or moves or other upheavals that you've experienced in the past and remind yourself you adjusted then and you can adjust now. And then you take your action. Action cures fear. Once you begin doing something, it becomes easier and your fears disappear. Take changes one day at a time and stay positive by focusing on the reason for them. When you're able to cope with changes, whether you make the choice to change or the changes come unexpectedly, you are taking charge of your life and your future. Before long, you'll find that your comfort zone has expanded. Then, set your priorities. Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, said in his book, Habit Number 3, First Things First. He told us we should always do the most important things first. If you plan your days and your activities, ranking tasks in order of importance and taking care of the most important things first, you will have fewer crises in your life and you'll get more results. Priorities are also a psychological trigger to action. If you don't have preset priorities for your day, you could spend your entire day trying to figure out what to do next, as well as allowing anyone and everyone to interrupt you and keep you from accomplishing anything important. You may also appear disorderly and indecisive. With clear-cut priorities, you can get your day off to a fast start and stay on the right path throughout the day, and you'll gain momentum as you go. Sir Isaac Newton formulated the laws that govern momentum. A body at rest stays at rest, and a body in motion stays in motion. It is far easier to keep working once you're on a roll than it is to get started in the first place. With your priority list, when you finish one task, you'll move right into the next. It'll be easier to make decisions as well, because if it's not on the list, it doesn't need to be done until the priorities are finished. People who set priorities usually accomplish more in shorter periods of time. This allows them to avoid workaholic behavior and live a quality life. But of course, you're going to have to identify any possible obstacles. If you have big goals, you will probably face some adversity along the way. Make a list of any people, habits, or other obstacles that may stand between you and your goals. Then decide how you will handle them. In addition to the obstacles you recognize now, consider potential changes and what obstacles those changes may present. Find out what resources are available to help you overcome obstacles. Consider opportunities for training, learning, or acquiring new technology, as well as meeting and networking with new people. Take advantage of any opportunities that you might have. The road to your goals may not always be smooth, but the bumps and potholes you foresee will be easier to overcome than the ones you don't expect. Review your goals regularly. The things you do every day will either take you closer to your goals or lead you away from them. Discipline yourself daily to do the things that need to be done to accomplish your goals. If you're going to be successful, you must stay focused on your vision. Be sure to post a written version or a picture of that vision in a place where you'll see it often. Review your goals frequently in order to stay motivated. Look at the pictures you have in your book and record in your journal each day what you have done that day to accomplish your goals. As you review your goals, measure your progress, and make any changes necessary in your strategy. You become what you think about, so make a mental picture of each of your goals and carry them around with you in your mind. A friend of mine, Wallace Palmer, who lives up in the Denver area, told me that before he starts on any project, he has an exact picture in his mind of what the building will look like. You see, Wallace is an architect, and he draws a picture and makes a model of the building or project he envisions. The model has all the details right down to the landscaping. He takes pictures of the model to show others how the finished product will look, and eventually a blueprint is drawn up of the most efficient way to build it. Each of us should have an exact picture of what we want, a sense of direction, and a model, as well as a plan for making our goals happen. If you will translate your personal and professional wishes into goals, and then pursue them with a passion, you will be rewarded by the fulfillment of your potential as well as your dreams. So just do it. Start now. Don't wait until you have the perfect circumstances. You know, some people think that they have to have the right time or the right place, but you don't. There will never be a time that is exactly right. Nike has the right idea with their slogan, just do it. And that's what we should do. Just do it. Make up your mind, write your goals, and then take action. Get in motion as soon as possible. If you have the habit of procrastinating, now is the time to break that habit. Act now. Stand up to your fear. Take the first step toward the first goal on your list. As your momentum builds, so will your motivation. Keep your timelines in mind to remind yourself time is ticking away. Don't make any excuses for waiting and putting things off. When you have fear, it's possible that you will feel frozen. Sometimes you just feel like you're stuck. You can't move. You can't even think. That's fear. And that's when you should just do it. Do something. Take some action. Even if it's wrong, you can redo it. The price of inaction is high, so never put off until tomorrow what you can get done today. Do something toward your goals. They will never become a reality if you don't take the first step. Action is the key to taking control. You can translate your personal and professional wishes into goals today. Align your goals with your purpose, pursue your vision with passion, and soon you'll know that you absolutely cannot fail because you have unlimited possibilities and the power to choose your future is strictly and completely up to you. Let me give you an affirmation that you can say, and this will help your life. You might even want to write it down, so I'll say it twice again. Leaving fear behind, I step out of my comfort zone and follow my vision of who I am. Clarity of purpose and the drive of passion give me the power to create the future I desire. I am confident, I am ready, I am more than enough. I'm going to say it for you one more time. You might want to kind of close your eyes and say it with me. Leaving fear behind, I step out of my comfort zone and follow my vision of who I am. Clarity of purpose and the drive of passion give me the power to create the future I desire. I am confident. I am ready. I am more than enough. This is Judy Morio with Choices at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today. And in the event that you would like to get an achievement journal in order to write down your goals, you can find those at judimorio.com. That's judimorio.com. The Achievement Journal is a complete personal development course that will help you set and achieve your goals in all the 8 areas of your life: relationships, finances, health, career, education, recreation, spiritual, and community involvement. Some of the other books offered at Turning Point International include You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power, and that is a guide to help you believe in yourself and build your confidence. If you put the two together, the You Are More Than Enough book and the Achievement Journal, it will be amazing, amazing what you will see start to happen in your life. At Turning Point International, we offer self-help products, including books, personal development programs, CDs, and personal coaching and writing and public speaking. A lot of people have asked me about my coaching, and if you will just contact me at judy@judymorio.com, I will send you information on that. But listeners, I do want you to know that every show I do comes from you, and the things you've told me are important to you. And I want to be sure that we talk about what's on your mind. So be sure that you get a hold of me or write to me at judy@judymorio.com. That's Judy with an I, J-U-D-I, @judymorio.com.